Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 37. Programming note, be on the lookout for Radio Labyrinth Presents interviews on Wednesday, September 27th. Our guests are very fun. It was a fun show to record. Mike Lesage, who is a chef and restaurateur in Atlanta. Really good places he's been at. And also a previous guest of Radio Labyrinth podcast, Henry Zabrowski. Now, you all know him from, all sorts of things. Most notably, I would say, Last Podcast on the Left, which is a fantastic podcast. And then also, of course, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And they're coming on to talk about the Atlanta Donner Party event, which is taking place at a Mozza Pizza in Edgewood, where I used to work, but I'm not going to be able to go because I couldn't get a free ticket. Anyway, so if you want to find out more about that before the interview, it's at ATLDONNERparty.com. Welcome to the show. I hope everybody had a good week, a good weekend. I hope everybody's football team did really well. I know that the Giants won, so Jeff was happy. The Bills won. I was happy. Steph, did the Lions win?
Shut up, Tim. Fuck up.
I thought they won.
You know how heart-wrenching that
was. You see Tim and Sam were at the game?
No.
They were.
They posted.
Tim Robinson and who? Sam, what's his last name?
Sam Richardson.
Yeah. I'm sure they were devastated.
Dustin's team won, I assume. You like the Falcons?
Really?
Okay. Titans guy.
I'm from Tennessee. That's about as far as my Titans allegiance goes.
Go Vols. Do you root? You don't watch pro football, right?
Not pro football, no. And college football, yeah, Vols, I'll go with just because that's kind of a family tradition. But NFL, nah, not really.
No. How are you feeling? You had the C-19.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get over it. I'm feeling better now. It was a lot worse than when I had it last year or year before, whenever, the first time I had it. This is the second time. And it kicked my ass. Pretty much.
Did you get Paxlovid?
No. I just blew some homeless guy behind a dumpster down the street, and they said it would work, and it worked. Yeah,
I'm all with sucks and steaming out of my penis. That'll help you because I believe in herd immunity, my friend.
He sure smelled like the herd, so I think
that's right. Well, I wash my balls with beef fat. I don't render it or anything because I like my soap to be organic. I just sprinkle some salt and pepper on it and I rub it on my nuts. And then I eat it. So when you come over, you get that beef smell while you're stuck in my car.
This podcast is brought to you by the Children's Television Workshop. By the way, if you're a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, don't forget that you have the Patreon-only show this week. We talk about Speaking of Muppets and the Children's Television Workshop. Jeff and I spent a couple of hours with friend of the show, Mark Schrankel, and also Sean Array from I Am Sean Array. We went to the Atlanta Center for Puppetry Arts, which is a museum. You can see a bunch of cool puppets in there. They even had Tom Servo and Crow. And so you can hear all about that in my awful, awful wasp sting. But listen, how do you become a Patreon member if you're not one? You go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And it's that simple, and you can have access to our Patreon-only show at any level. If you come in at the $25 level, we have a positive review for our most recent Patreon show from last week from Terry Fuller. She said she loved it. She liked us being real. She loved hearing about my trip, Steph's trip, and she loved the artwork that Dustin created for it, and we like that kind of feedback. If you're gonna bitch, don't.
She liked me yelling at Bill Maher on Twitter.
Yes,
I love Terry Fuller. She's great.
Yeah, she is. She's super awesome. So if you would like to pay the $25 a month level, like our executive producers, you get an executive producer credit, which means you get a shout out, and you get a T-shirt from our T-shirt store, and you get a doodle, and I have finished a doodle. I've been working on it forever and I feel terrible. Brian and Chelsea Smith, I have finished it and I just, we'll talk privately, but I got to get
we blow off their wedding and then you also cannot get their damn doodle to them. What the?
Bring it to the Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They'll probably be out there for that.
I might not. They might be mad. This is why I mail it to them. But anyway, thank you to our producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very, very, very much. Coming up on October 22nd, we are going to be live doing an appearance at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's our Halloween party. We're going to have prizes. I'm working on it. One fell through, one came in, and we may have a guest. So we will let you know more about that as it happens. But we're going to be planning it, and we're going to make it enjoyable for y'all. Y'all, I got merch, and you can get Salmon shorts. We're going to be in Toronto on Taglo. All right, enough of that shit. I'm only amusing myself and the way it is. Like yesterday on the Von Hessler Doctrine, I think for like 15 minutes I did an Orson Welles impression for no reason whatsoever other than to make Eric laugh. And we were talking about his vast knowledge of Burt Reynolds movies and the Dukes of Hazzard or anything that was on CBS on Friday night in the 80s. He had real in-depth knowledge, Orson Welles did, of Dallas and the machinations of Charlene Tilton's character having sex with her uncle, Ray, which at the time she didn't know. So there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And then they didn't have like a kid with a fifth eye or anything, or a third eye even, not a fifth eye. So there's that. Where are we? What am I talking about? I'm looking at my phone. I'm not paying attention.
You all right, Steph?
Yes, I've got my dog who has to piss. And then one of the managers at my job is blowing my phone up because I just screenshotted her a one-star review. An employee that we fired today wrote about her on our Google. Uh-oh. And so she keeps calling me.
Tell her you're doing a podcast. And
I'm not entertaining it. I just sent you the screenshot so you could see that she just went on Google and called you like you were a complete piece of shit. So I hate this crap. I hate it.
You love work drama. Who doesn't love work drama?
I despise it. And normally, I don't think we've ever had an employee go on Google. Never.
Yeah, that's
young. Stupid.
Yeah, yeah, the young have to be.
Yeah, I think she was young. Yeah, and then I think she also, you know, in a doctor's office now, when you go in, don't you always see the medical assistants? They're on laptops, right?
Yeah.
Well, she, I don't know if she got fired or she quit. I'm not really sure what happened, but she like walked off the job or whatever, and she took the fucking laptop. And they've been trying to get the laptop back from this asshole. And she's gonna take her ass on Google and give us a brave review. Like, we suck.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And it's like, bitch, give the laptop back, you fucking thief.
You laptop thieving bitch.
You take the laptop? Are you serious? I mean, it's all...
I mean, who steals a laptop from work? Y'all, you ever steal anything from where you work when you lived in China, Bobby Lee? I mean, I've stolen
toilet paper,
reams of, you know, copy paper. I don't feel it in my head, so I'm going to stop doing it because I figure I'm going to get out of people. I think it sounds like I'm getting it, but then I'm looking at Dustin and he's like, nah, dude, you don't got it.
It's the merch and the salmon. You've got it when you do salmon, of course.
And your little and stuff for good.
Yeah.
But everything else... You're saying suck.
Well, they're just as coherent as he is, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Y'all, I like it when I don't have a guest. So we just talk about shit.
Yeah, I like it when he does that jaw clench thing.
He does that jaw thing where he's like, yeah, boys, get that in there. Yeah. I live in the bar. I live in the podcast world. I'm a podcast guy now. I listen to 3-4 podcasts religiously every single week. This past weekend with Theo Von, Dudesy, which I friggin' love.
Man, I tell you what, being sick this week, I've watched so much of that Dudesy and laughed myself to where I couldn't breathe. I was coughing so much. That is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
When the AI writes the ads and Will Sasso has to read them as like Hulk Hogan or...
The ding-dongs. The ding-dong-a-thon.
Okay. All month long, you can get ding-dong coin when you eat Hostess Ding Dong. simply make an unedited video of yourself eating Hostess Ding Dong and email it to dingdongita@thon.com.
That cracked me up.
That's Jesse Ventura. Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, brother, dude, hey, dude, brother, hey, brother. Yeah, dude. Hey, brother.
But the Tom Hanks one, the Tom Hanks movie trailers, I'm starting to really find very funny. Hey, it's your uncle, and I'm a bus.
Yeah, I like that bus one.
Uncle Bus. And then I, you know, the other one that's that I always listen to. I don't even listen to. I love No Agenda because that's how I get, you know, clean politics without, you know, just clean news and shit, and they break down all the news. So anyway, I'm rambling on and on and on and on and on, and we're going to talk about stuff. Brightburn 2 is a development, and guess what? Fuck you, SAG. It's being written by AI. And of course, I don't mean fuck you to SAG, and I don't fuck you to WGA. I support them. But why are they doing this? Why are they writing a movie in AI when that's what everybody's being is getting upset about? Does anybody know? Does anyone know why they would do it? Brightburn, by the way, was a good movie. If you don't,
yeah, well, it was great.
Yeah, and if you don't know what it's about, it's like if Superman had fallen to Earth and had become evil instead of, you know, the goody-goody Superman character, or released in 2019 originally. Why would they write it in AI? I don't understand it. I don't get why they would do that. I guess they don't have to pay anybody, but it's got to be pissing people off. And don't you think they would boycott it? Or maybe I'm off base. I don't know.
Well, I think it was just to create shockwaves in the industry.
For the studios to be like, look, we can do this without writers.
Yeah. And for me, I looked at it as if it's going to take them sacrificing a good possible, you know, IP to prove that this won't work, then I'll take that sacrifice if that's what it means.
Okay, I'm with you there, but can they do it with Marvel?
Yeah.
No.
Because, I mean, anybody can write that shit, right? That stupid.
Well, I mean, all they have to do is feed in everything that's already been done, because that's all they do is make a formulaic pattern of it anyway.
Yeah. Make the Tom Hanks Uncle Bus movie.
Yeah. Do that. I would love that. Or the one that had sex with the dolphin. That one's funny, too. By the way, Will Sasso's co-host, Chad, he will come on your podcast. He'll do anybody's podcast. You just have to email him, and he'll do like a 20-minute segment. And
really?
He does it on Saturdays. Yeah, you just have to email him, and he's backed up like 3 months.
Yeah.
So I'm getting along.
Speaking of, okay, if AI, I was thinking the other day, because if you know me, you know that I traveled 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, whatever. And when I travel, sometimes I don't listen to new things. Sometimes I go back to a series of books that I like a lot because of the narrator. And that would be the Dark Tower series. And don't make fun of me. Yes, I'm listening to it again. And then you get to book 5, which is Wolves of the Cala. And when you get to Wolves of the Cala audiobook, these are Stephen King books, you'll notice something has changed. You have George Goodall reading them instead of Frank. And because Frank, you know, got in a motorcycle wreck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They passed in a motorcycle accident.
And, but he was the best narrator of all. I mean, you can listen to him. He could read a cookbook and you'd be enthralled. So I was thinking now in this day and age of AI, couldn't Stephen King afford it to take all the books that Frank Muller has read?
Yeah, I'm sure they could do an AI voice with Frank Muller. There's got to be enough material if it's out there.
Yeah, it's been talked about already in Stephen King groups, but it would be Schuster. It would be Simon and Schuster. It would be the ones that would have to do it. King actually has no say in it whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. Can't he just say, hey, guys, I'll pay for this shit? Because, you know, just to have like a box set of him reading the last, you know, they get progressively worse, but there's still good stories and there's still chunks inside of them. But the last 3 books, George Goodall is a good narrator, by the way, and a good storyteller. But when you're so used to having the defined character, sometimes when you're listening to Goodall, you can't tell the difference between Roland or, you know, anyway, I'm done. I'm shut up now.
This happened to Stephen Fry from the Harry Potter, the UK Harry Potter book.
Mm-hmm.
They took his voice and made an AI out of it, and he got nothing.
What did they have it read?
They can have it read whatever they want now.
He didn't get shit?
No, he got nothing.
Yeah. But the one thing about Godal is that he did read at least Gunslinger, the very first Dark Tower book. So it's kind of, you know, that was him kind of jumping back into it to help finish it up. But I would love to have a Frank Mueller version of the whole thing.
You know,
it would be great. And just have everything go to Mueller's family, you know, have it go to his estate.
The estate,
right. That's what I was thinking. Well, guys, Warner Brothers, you know, there's a strike going on. There's a lot of people that we want to talk to that we've talked to before. They have shows coming up and they can't come on and talk about them because, you know, they'll get in trouble. They're in the unions. But I got a residual check for a Squidbillies episode I did in 2017, Jacksonville Jackass. I played Larry Munson, shockingly, GPS. And, you know, it's the one where they, you know, the sheriff has one of those big buses, a camper bus, and they're going to go down to the Jacksonville, Georgia game. And I'm Lindsey Graham. No, I'm not Lindsey Graham. No, I was Larry Munson. Take the I-10 and go straight. Run, Lindsey, run to the 10, I-10, all the way to wherever. So I got a residual check for that. I've never gotten one of those before, and it was for $35. So it must be having something to do with what's going on. But another side effect of that is shows like Winning Time got canceled. Now, Steph, you watched season one, did you not?
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it. So you didn't like... You didn't.
I watched all of it. Season two was fantastic. It ended so badly, though, because it wasn't supposed to be the series finale.
It wasn't?
No.
No,
Steph, it's a thing on the end being like, yeah, this is it.
The Lakers lost.
Yeah.
Steph, what didn't you like about it? Was it not really enough, real enough, or did you just not like it?
Yeah, I didn't like they got so much into Magic's love life. Like,
okay,
I understand that they had to show how he ended up getting AIDS because he was so out there, you know, doing it with everybody. But they did too much of the romance part of it for me.
Oh, with his wife?
Just all of it. And then this tired of that.
He's with Cookie, so... The whole time, pretty much.
Yeah, I was just sick of them. I was sick of hearing him say cook, and I was just, I was done with that. Yeah, I didn't care about that. I wanted more basketball, more Jerry Buss, more of the Office.
Highlight.
Season two, the whole Boston Celtics come on, and the dude they got playing Larry Bird was really good.
He looked just like him.
Yeah.
Who plays
I don't know who the guy was. I didn't recognize him anything, but he looked just like a young Larry Bird.
I'm going to Google that right now because, well, anyway, it got canceled, which means it's not coming back. And I think that is more about cutting costs than it is anything else. Sean Patrick Small is his name.
Yeah. HBO cancels more things than anybody.
Yeah, they do. And it's sad because, you know, they have unlimited power with the money that they have behind them. And it's just weird. We're going through a weird phase in television and streaming entertainment, which is kind of why I kind of back away from a lot of things that I watch reality shows more than, you know, regular TV.
Or did you watch Drew Barrymore's one episode back?
No, why? I wouldn't watch it.
Get one episode out?
No, I don't know if she did or not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but she, okay, Drew Barrymore and Bill Maher both said that they were going to go back and do their show without writers. They were going to write it themselves. The problem is that Bill Maher is, a member of the Writers Guild, so he can't write and do his own show. But they both said they were going to go back, and now they both, you know, walked it back because they were shamed and bullied by social media. If social media didn't exist, they'd be on TV, and so would the late night people. A lot more people would be at work, but they're afraid of getting shamed on social media. And I understand that because you want guests when the strike is over. And if you don't toe the line, if you're not a good block captain, if you're going to have a struggle session and they're not going to do your show. And that's
just is Kevin Smith getting any flack? Is he showing Tusk at his theater in Jersey and talking about it?
No, because everything
as a director, he's allowed to, right?
Right, but he's also self-produced. So, I mean, it's his, you know, his theater, his movie, you know, everything. So he's doing it inside his own little world, and he's not getting any slack from it, but he's also not getting, from what I understand, he's not getting any help. You know, he's not getting any encouragement either.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, both of them. Bill Maher, I don't care about. He could do his podcast. Why did he feel the need to go back to work?
Everybody's saying it's because their staff is not making any money right now, and it's been months now. They're not getting paid. Just fucking pay them. You're a rich fucking douchebag. Pay them out of your pocket, and they'll fucking love you forever.
He has a car payment and a house payment and probably alimony and all that shit to pay.
Yeah, but he's got enough money he can fucking pay his staff for these months that the strike's going on.
Isn't SAG, I mean, are they not like set up, say, you know, the UAW, they're on strike right now. You know, they get compensated from the union.
Yeah, right.
It's not as much, but they do get compensated.
And it's that strike is weird because the UAW is only partial employee. It's not a full strike, and they're doing it in shifts.
Yeah. Surgical strikes. Yeah. Yeah.
Very weird. And then the current president's talking about, you know, then the old president's going there. You know.
But there's a lot of part-time employees that they keep promising.
And they get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Pay these people. Pay them to make a car. Don't hire. I mean, you could probably have a robot make them, but you know what?
They are supposed to come back to the table for all these strikes. I think today they're supposed to come back.
Yeah, that was Bill Maher's excuse for, they're going to negotiate, so I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, you got bullied. You got bullied and you found out you wouldn't have access to people anymore. That's what happened. Then you'd end up doing the podcast talking to Bobby Lee. Yeah. So one of the things that they're doing, if you're wondering how people are making money, unlike the auto industry, all these actors are going to take your hard-earned money to give to the people who are being screwed right now, as they're doing an auction for strike relief. Now, the money that's raised from these celebrity auctions is going to a good cause, right? It's going to help the people that aren't making any money, like the tech people, the behind-the-scenes people, the gaffers, the best boys, the lighting people, all that stuff. And I think that's a noble thing, but it's been mocked, of course, because everything is mocked. It's from wearing the bear apron to pirate meals, all sorts of things are going on now. We have some examples. You can have dinner with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can breathe in Jeremy Allen White's sweat with the apron, like we said. This one I would love. Natasha Lyonne will help you solve the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle. I like her.
Yeah.
The New Girl cast wants to party with you on Zoom. I wouldn't want that one. Adam Scott would walk your dogs. Would you like that one, Steph? Go dog walking with Adam Scott?
Yeah.
You could go to the park.
I love Adam Scott. So, yes, yeah. I would love that. I would certainly enjoy hanging out with him.
Bob's Burgers cast will sing a custom song. Lena Dunham will paint you a custom mural using only her vaginal hair. I would prefer it if she would eat 6 cans of SpaghettiOs and then puke them onto it. I wouldn't want anything from her. That's just because I find her distasteful. Sarah Silverman will answer 20 questions. So I would go, why did you wear blackface? Why did you wear blackface? Oh, this is cool. Signed Atlanta pilot script. That's actually something that's collectible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Parker Posey's party girl swag, including a signed condom. Now, does she open it and stretch it out, or she just signed the... Yeah, I guess you have to win the auction to find out. Here's one that'll really knock your socks off. Ron Livingston and Rosemary DeWitt will share relationship advice.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, that's messed up.
And John Lithgow will paint your dog. He's not going to come over to your house with paint your dog like that poor tiger in Beastmaster that died. No, painting of your dog. So that's all sorts of cool things on that auction, and we have a link here, but we decided to come up with a couple of our own. Did you guys come up with any?
I put a couple on there.
Yeah, I put a couple on there.
One of them.
Read off the ones you came up with.
For mine, I put for $20, you can have a physical therapy session at the Burbank YMCA with Kevin Spacey.
That would be worth more. When I was in a barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois, I used to give guys massages all the time.
I said Winona Ryder will come to your house and steal a piece of your jewelry for $5,000.
I said John Bernthal will call you brother 45 times in 1 minute for $100.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, John Bernthal.
Yeah, but he does it. He calls everybody brother. Yeah. He says it so often. And my other one was Nick Cannon will get you pregnant for $5.
Pay you to let you get him pregnant. Let him get you pregnant.
Right, basically.
Read the Russell Brand one you wrote, Jeff.
Russell Brand will help you for free.
Right. Nothing's proven in that case, by the way.
No, I know.
Because they ain't going to raise any money like that.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And Sean Penn will...
He'll order a pizza to your house for $1,000.
But then he can't have any of it.
Yeah.
You dick!
Something that I came up with. For $200, you can watch Ron Perlman put on his Beauty and the Beast costume and strangle a studio executive to death with a Trump flag. For $3,500, you and Sam Elliott get to drink Coors and watch Roadhouse in the nude.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. It's dude. We're going to get dude. For $19,000, Stephen King will dress up in, as Pennywise the Clown and dance around giggling while you're attacked by giant lobsters. For $2 billion and a couple of fighter jets, Ukraine's President Zelensky will drag you out of bed at 2 in the morning and send you to the front line of the counteroffensive. For $2,000, Rachel Zegler will star in your shitty woke adaptation of a traditional Western European fairy tale. For $9,000, you can watch Dick Van Dyke jack off to vintage porn.
How much is it to get a Lauren Boebert hand job at the Beetlejuice Theater?
Funny we should do that, because for $5, the Redbox troll let you fondle him during a performance of Beetlejuice. Not here to speak for himself, but I can guarantee you that's well worth it, because I fondle him for free. Put my hand up his ass. Lauren Boebert is 36 years old. She's a congresswoman from somewhere in Colorado, and she was in a movie, or no, she was watching the Beetlejuice musical.
Like, yeah.
On a blind date with a guy or whatever. He's feeling her tits. She's jacking him off or rubbing his dick. They're both vaping. She gets called out for it, and she throws a temper tantrum. Now, this is the woman who, you know, hates drag queens and hates drag queen shows and is always talking about morality, and yet the guy she's on a date with owns a bar where they have drag shows. Mm-hmm. So you got to realize that when people are exposed for this kind of thing, it just, you know, they're all liars. All of them. Every single one of them. All of them. Just so you know that. But she does have nice tits, I will say. I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Gyro, or Gyro, however you want to pronounce it. They're our longest sponsor. And I want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Fall is here, and we have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy. We don't, but they do. And not one pumpkin spice, which I'm kind of disappointed. Mike made an effort to point out in the commercial that, or in the email with the new copy, that they didn't have pumpkin spice. And you know, what kind of beer season is it without pumpkin spice? But I get it. Not everybody likes pumpkin spice. I like it. It looks like my thing. Now featuring two locally made German style Märzen beers. I said it right. They have the umlaut over the A, like Motley Crue. They have that on tap. Terrapin Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is delicious, and Dry County Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is also delicious. And I'm back into beer drinking mode, so when I'm out there, and we're out there, for our Halloween party, I'll be drinking some of that. Both of these local brews are delicious amber lagers and feature a clean, rich, toasty, and bready malt flavor with a nice dry finish. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. And if you're a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Gyro by calling 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, noon to 9, closed on Sundays. Also, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for if you have said needs? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia, since 2005, so almost 20 years now. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was The Gold, which I haven't watched yet. Anybody watch that?
No.
Paramount Plus, I'm going to get into that. American Horror Story, which I refuse to watch ever again. Wrestlers on Netflix, which I haven't watched yet either.
I did watch the first two episodes of Wrestlers, and it is, it's sad.
I don't want to see that.
It's really, it's a reality TV show that I wish these people could watch in 20 years, and you know there'll be a lot of calls to hotlines. You know?
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. All right. And this week, The Continental starts on Peacock. This is that John Wick spinoff about the origin of the hotel. It's only 3 episodes.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. Peacock. It's a views for me.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
All right.
And then Crapopolis starts after football this week on Sunday. This is the Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
It's already been renewed for two more seasons.
So they must like it, and they must be wary that the other guy is going to be.
Yeah, Dan Harmon's in the clear now, I guess.
Because
Roiland's being put through the ringer, so Harmon is enjoying his time not being canceled.
Hoyland is being branded a la Russell.
Yeah.
Well, at least this has some evidence with it, so.
Yeah. This looks kind of funny, though. I'm probably going to abuse it.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Kitchen Nightmares comes back on Fox season 5.
I'll abuse that. I've seen the rest of them.
We were on an episode of it once.
Yeah.
Him and I.
Yes, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Atlanta Park one? The Piedmont?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was Candler Park.
Candler Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
That restaurant's closed down long ago, though.
Yeah, it became something else.
Yeah. I like Kitchen Nightmares, though. It's good. I'm going to use it.
Thank you, Jeff. My staff pick this week is Mark Schiff on the Harlan Highway. Mark Schiff is a comedian, and he's friends with a lot of big-time comedians. He's also funny. And the podcast is very, very funny. I can't talk about Harlan Williams' podcast enough. I wish we could talk to him on here, so maybe that'll happen someday. I ask these people, I email them, or I send them messages on Instagram that they never see.
There.
I don't have stat pick, guys. I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Mine is a YouTube channel called Omeletto, Omeletto, and it is a collection of short films. But what's cool about it is anytime there's downtime in Hollywood, actors get together in little groups and they make these short films. And they use them for, I'm sorry?
I said there are going to be a lot of them now.
Yeah, and that's why I think there's been a lot more made recently. But it's cool to see these really high production short films, no longer, 5, 10 minutes. 20 minutes at the most, but they're all these big name actors that are in them, and the production value is really good, and it's just these cool little stories that you've never heard of. And I stumbled upon it, and it's a huge YouTube channel broken down into genres and everything. So Omeletto YouTube.
3.5 million subscribers, my goodness. And look at all these are super famous people.
Yeah, it was weird. And a lot of them are really good, really good.
By the way, Jeff, thank you for turning us on to Casper Kelly's.
Yeah, I'm going to make that my staff pick, the very, very short treks on YouTube.
Yeah, very
Casper
short.
Casper Kelly has written these.
Yeah, they're very short episodes. They actually have the real voice people from, but it looks like the animation from the Star Trek.
Animated series, yeah.
And it's so fucking funny. I loved it. So thanks for sharing that with me. Tell him.
We got to get him on. They'll talk about these. I think there's going to be 10 of them, and there's 3 out now.
And he can talk about them, right?
Right.
Awesome. Nice.
And it's pretty cool because he's got the whole cast, like of all the various Star Treks, And he's got like Pete Holmes and Dana Snyder doing voices.
Yeah, Dana was great in that one of the boogers, but I won't
spoil. Yeah, and it's like he's allowed to. They didn't give him like a big 5-inch thick book about the rules of Superman. He's allowed to break the prime directive and do all kinds of shit. He can do whatever he wants, basically.
Thanks.
So it's funny.
All right. Before we wrap up, coming up on the show soon, Broen and Paul from St. Paul and the Broken Bones are coming on the show next week. And they're going to be talking about the concert and wrestling event in Atlanta on October 15th. Also coming up soon, I believe, if I'm right, if not, cut it out, Dan Frischman.
Yeah.
He's going to come on and talk about his Head of the Senior Class project. Although we can't ask him about the time he got the fuck Blair on Facts of Life.
Yeah. I don't know if he's free to talk about any of that Struck stuff, so we'll find out.
I'm assuming that he can't talk about his television stuff because of all that stuff. And like we said, we're going to try to get Casper Kelly. Steph, you were working on someone too, right?
Yeah. This guy, they call him Rabbit, and he's from Tex-Mex Motors. He's the salesman on that show. And he's got a pretty big following. He's a really funny guy, and he's a hell of a salesman. So he is right in the midst of doing a bunch of crap right now, but he told me to hit him back up in a week or two. And then, but he said he'd love to do it. He just he can't commit to anything. Right. He couldn't commit to anything at that time.
But at least he wrote you back and we have an opportunity to talk to him. So
yeah, you guys will love him.
Yeah, I'm like Joe Pera, won't write us back.
And he's doing a lot of interviews right now.
Yeah.
Probably mad at you for not telling him we were going to put him on video.
I specifically said on video in my email. That's probably why you won't email me back.
Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
Nothing this weekend, but just so you can extra prepare, come out to Caffeine and Octane that first Sunday in October. I think it's the 2nd. Is it October 2nd? Whatever. The first Sunday in October, come out to Caffeine and Octane out in Kennesaw. We'll be out there from 9 a.m. to noon. And you can see a lot of cool cars. I'll be there with my new foster dog, Leela, who is kind of a dork. She's a dorky dog.
Cutie.
So if you like nerds for dogs, she's your girl.
All right.
Sorry, my birthday fundraiser only raised $105.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for doing that. And dude, I really appreciate it because I was far too vain to use my own birthday to try and raise money. So.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Dustin more than me. That's what been proven by my birthday fundraiser.
Stop. But I appreciate you doing that, Jeff. That was very cool.
All right, guys. We're going to let Steph get back to fighting with her coworker.
Shut up. This is my boss. My boss has texted me. If it was coworkers, Steph, I didn't even respond.
Steph, can you shut down Google?
Yeah.
I just close Google. You know, Google is a piece of shit. If you don't want to be on there, you have to say your business is closed. That's bullshit. It's so very, very Nazi-ish.
Hey, we're Google. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. You're not on here. You're closed.
Go back to Yelp, you bastards.
Hey, I hear Yahoo's got some shit going on. Maybe if you can find it. Oh, you can't? Fuck you. Google it. It'll go to hell, you cocksucker.
Cocksucker is not an insult anymore. That nice? And they reached an era, but that's not it. Dustin, thanks for playing on the PUP. You're on the personally unable to perform, but you performed well tonight, and I appreciate that.
Thanks, Dustin.
No, seriously, thanks for busting ass and getting that up, even when you had 103 fever.
No problem. Right. No problem.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.